Hi, this is David. I've started a few small businesses over the years, including this podcast, and the situation is always the same. Every day another urgent task pops up and your to-do list is never-ending. Shopify wasn't around when I got started as an entrepreneur, but I wish it had been, because it would have made my life a whole lot easier. How so? Well, with Shopify, you have instant access to hundreds of templates that make building an online store easy. Not just a beautiful storefront, but one that converts visitors into paying customers. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even improve your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you, not to mention tools for managing inventory, international shipping, processing returns, and a whole lot more. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Love's Way by Orson Swett Marden, published in 1918. God's medicine is work that we love. God's plan for our development, our growth in mental and physical power and resourcefulness, is work. It is the desire to attain, the struggle to realize our dreams, that unfolds our powers, calls out our reserves, forms our character, makes the woman and man. And there is no other way than through this evolutionary process that this great end can be accomplished. Growth and happiness are found only in work. Yet how most of us grumble at having to work so hard for everything we get. Who has not sometimes asked themselves the question, why couldn't God make everything available to use for free without the need for labor and toil, so that we could spend our time in the development of our intellects, in self-culture, in travel, in pleasure? How little do the majority of us realize that everything that is desirable is so only because of its cost in effort? Supposing the Creator had provided everything full-grown, ready-made for our use, and that every human being had been college-educated when born. Supposing every wish could be gratified without any effort on our part, who would want to live in such a backboneless, jellyfish world where there was no stamina, no initiative, no grit, no resolution, no incentive to activity, and consequently no stalwart manhood, no strong, sweet womanhood, because you know that all these things would be impossible without the constant struggle to attain? Who would care to live in a world of satisfied desires, with no motive for climbing? That is not God's way. The Creator planned a life of glorious achievement and self-development for us all, through work. Work or starve is written all over the universe, on the soil and the starry heavens. Ceaseless activity characterizes all life. Every substitution that has ever been tried for work, for personal effort, has been a failure. The men and women who have tried to get the good things out of life without paying for them, without giving any equivalent in work, have already been heard from. We all know them, They are characterless, selfish, indolent, greedy, overbearing, undeveloped. They never know what to do with themselves. They suffer from more ennui and satiety than they would ever suffer from the hardest work. They are always hunting for happiness, but never finding it, because they don't earn it. We get the worthwhile things in life only through personal effort. The chief ingredients of happiness are the right spirit and wholesome work. We have the right spirit when we are in harmony with our environment. And when we add to this harmony a fine day's work, we feel a sense of great satisfaction, because we are using the human machine in a normal way, in the way it was intended to be used. We have been exercising it to the best of our ability, bringing into play our highest faculties, and contributing our share to the world's wealth. If you have found your niche, if you are doing the things you were made to do, you shall find no other happiness, no other satisfaction, quite equal to that which you get out of your day's work. I have rarely known of anyone to break down in doing work they loved. If we were all in our right places, doing the thing nature planned us to do, our work would be almost like play. Where the heart is, there is no friction or discord, and friction and discord are what wear life out. They are what exhaust the vitality and waste the brain power. If you love your work, it will not deplete your strength, because it will not be a grind. On the contrary, it will be a pleasure, a perpetual stimulus.